Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian. In this episode, we are going to have a reading of one of the chapters out of Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life. Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life. Dedication. May this book serve as an inspiration to many people so that their lives are better and consequently the earth becomes a more peaceful and harmonious place to live. Introduction. Why I am interested in the brain and why I wrote this book. What is your most valuable asset? This is a key question to ask yourself in order to prioritize activities, actions, and how you spend your money, how you spend your life. We only have so many breaths, so many heartbeats, and so many moments in this lifetime. So it's good to pause and reassess your values occasionally. When it comes to your body, I would suggest that your brain is your most valuable asset. There are other organs and limbs that you can live without, but your brain, followed by your heart, are the two primary organs necessary to have quality of life. So this is where I think and feel that one should start in prioritizing your healthcare time, energy, money, and attention. Why I have concluded that will become more evident throughout this book. The age-old question of who we truly are, what our personal value is, and where do thoughts and our self-awareness lie, are a wonderful place to start. However, I am not going to address these questions herein. There is not enough time in a lifetime to address even one of these questions adequately, even though they would be worthy and appropriate topics to include in a book about the brain and central nervous system in relationship to the whole body. Rather, let me share a personal story of how I came to become interested in the subject of maximizing the health of the brain to improve the quality of life. Why I am interested in the brain and why I wrote this book. I was groomed and eventually mentally programmed to become a doctor from early childhood. My uncle Russell, who is a highly skilled and respected medical doctor and general surgeon, told me from an early age that I was going to be a doctor like him. My father, who worked as a white-collar employee for Eli Lilly and Company for my entire life, had been a nurse in the Navy for several years around World War II. After leaving the Navy, he also studied to go to medical school, and though he applied, he was not accepted. Eventually, he made a career working in a packaging design and testing for Eli Lilly and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana, my birthplace. I felt like my father was disappointed that he hadn't been able to achieve his goal of being a physician, and many around him said that he would have been a very good doctor because of his attention to detail, ability to work with his hands, and his warmth and patience. On the other hand, my mother said that my dad was actually happy with how his career turned out, and that if he had been a doctor, he would have had less time to spend with his family. When I was 13 or so, I was walking through the bathroom off of our kitchen. That bathroom connected the kitchen to the master bedroom where my parents slept. As I passed by, I saw my father was leaning over the sink, coughing, and the sink was filled with bright red blood. That turned out to be the start of the discovery and process of treating my father's lung cancer. Exactly why it occurred, we don't know. He had been a smoker from an early age, as was a practice at the time. He especially smoked more when he was in the Navy. Cigarettes, being something that, I have been told, was readily available and cheaply provided to soldiers by the tobacco industry. He didn't smoke filtered cigarettes. they were the Chesterfield, Pall Mall, Lucky Strike type cigarettes. They made my head spin when I smoked one and hadn't ever done so. We did lots of family trips together to see other parts of the U.S. My father loved to travel, and so would save up to take the family on trips to see national parks and other sites. A trip up to Mount Rushmore, the Grand Tetons, Yellowstone Park. Another to the Grand Canyon in California, Disneyland in Anaheim, San Diego, where he had been stationed, and to Berkeley to see where all the free speech demonstrations had been going on. My mother loved to see universities, having been a teacher. At any rate, on one of our trips up to visit friends in Michigan, we children complained about the cigarette smoke in the car so much that my dad quit smoking cold turkey. We didn't even notice, and it hurt my father's feelings, as my mother admonished us about later. It didn't seem to make a difference that he had quit smoking. He still got cancer. Over the next 5 years, my father was treated in the late 60s and early 70s with treatments available at that time, as surgery was not an option. Radiation therapy in two different rounds, years apart, causing a red burn on his chest that was surrounded by a purple tattooed target square. In the last year of his life, my senior year in high school, he was not able to work. He was in the hospital for a short while and then returned home to finish his life out, confined to a bed largely in the final weeks as his body wasted away with no appetite. The last months when he was mobile, he would say some very irrational things and was very stubborn about things, like wanting to cut down a shrub in the front yard. At the dinner table, he would suddenly talk about something called the safety factor that didn't seem to fit the conversation. He also had to be watched carefully when we went to visit my older sister Judy at college, because he would wander off and not know how to find his way back. The cancer had spread to his brain and was causing his mental and cognitive functioning to weaken and become scrambled. This experience of my father's change in personality and functioning due to brain dysregulation and damage is one of the reasons why I have always had an interest in the brain and how one can try to keep it healthy and enhance functioning. To buy your copy of Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, go to superbrain-thebook.com. That's superbrain-thebook.com. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.